Ervin Pekvav Mishne Zayin. Ha'achen ha'shutafim shay oichon al shulcham aviyim. The way the Rav learns, what this means, the Rav explains, is that it's two cases, actually. It's brothers that were eating on their father's table. Lav dafka, that's not literally what it means. It just means that there was somech from their father. He actually would give them food, and they would take it back to their houses, and each brother would eat it in their own house. Also, a second case was shutfim, that are partners, and they also would work by the one boss, and he would give them food after they would do their work, and each one of them would go to their own house afterwards. And these houses were in the same chatzar, along with the father, or the baal bayis that they worked for. Vishenim bibatayim, and they're all sleeping in their own houses. Tzrichim erev l'chol echad ve'echad. Even though these brothers are connected, and these partners are connected by the fact that they work together, and they're also getting their muzzin from the same guy, nevertheless, when there are other people in the chatzar, each one of them is considered as its own house. That's the main point. When everybody's in one house, you only need one Eruv for that house. But each one of them is in their own house, in this case, and therefore you need an Eruv for each one. So if one of these guys, let's say one of the brothers, forgot to make an Eruv, he has to be Mevatel his Rishus, like anybody else. This is only when the Eruv is put in somebody else's house. So let's say there's somebody else in the Chatzar, not one of these guys, and that's where the Eruv is. But what if the Eruv would be by them, which really means by the father or by the master? Or there was nobody else living in the Chatzar, just the two of them and the father or the master. In these cases, they would not need to do an Eruv at all. Why? What's the difference? So the way the Rav explains, it's the following. In these cases, the shaila is, are they chayv and eruv at all? Now, there's one concept that the person that is housing the eruv, where everybody else is putting the eruv into his house, he is actually the only guy that doesn't have to supply any bread, because in his house is where the bread is being stored. So in that case, there's room to say that since lamaisa, they're getting their food from this guy who's housing the eruv, the shaila of whether these two partners are even chayv to begin with. We're going to be makel and say, because it was put in the house of their master, even though they're eating in two separate houses, nevertheless, the chiv doesn't even start. Masha ain kain, when the eruv is put into somebody else's chatzar. So now they all do have a chiv of an eruv, because the chiv of an eruv is on every single person. And their father had a chiv of an eruv. Now that the father is a chiv of an eruv, so they too, we're going to say that since the father is a chiv of an eruv, they too have a chiv of an eruv. So it's almost like a quasi status that we're giving them, as far as whether they're part of their father or their master's house or not. So when the father has a chiv, they each have to partake in the eruv. Masha ein kein, if the chiv doesn't start with the father or the master, then they're considered as one, as eating from his house. And obviously the case where it's just them in the chatzar, since there's nobody else, and lamaisa, they're getting their sustenance from the father or the master, the owner, therefore we consider it one. It's only when there are other people, that's when they would need an eruv.